C9PWX.
CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I will be calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star connected. And it is also connected to a DMR talk group, 31146, which is the LPCARC DMR talk group on the TGIF network, located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 K9JSI VHF FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. Then, last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog, C4FM, and WiresX connected, also located on the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. And don't forget, if you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, log in to ham.live. It's a free web-based program. And look for LPCARC information net. We use this logger to log the check-in, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There's a video on the website to help set up an account, and again, it's free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net. We can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you're currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask the club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items for the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Any current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Hello.
K9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging K9PGC. John, the club vice president. John, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Good evening, Kurt and everyone else out there. Don't have really anything to kick around today, other than I do have useless information later. And, of course, we have an upcoming club meeting and that, but I know you'll have that in all the announcements. But, nothing important to kick around, but once again, we do have useless information. You might get a charge out of this one. Back to you there, Kurt.
Oh, okay, get a charge out of it. Pun intended, I wonder. And I noticed going through my notes that nobody, including myself, for the last 2 weeks, or at least since the last club meeting, I have been saying the wrong date for the club meeting. I've been saying November 8th, and it's actually the 10th. So I corrected that, so moving forward today. All right, John, we look forward to your useless information. And we'll call back on you here in a little bit. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I will now call for mobile or short time stations. Mobile or short time stations, please call now.
Control. C0FNE, Mike in Mishawaka.
This is KE9ALK Thomas Mobile in Stillwell.
This is Kilo Delta 9 Victor, Uniform Victor, short time.
Okay, had a little bit of a pile up there in the beginning, and Mike KC0FNE won that pile up. And then we got KE9ALK and KD9BUV. We'll go with these three, and then we'll ask for more check-ins. KC0FNE, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
No, I don't. Other than we got snow coming towards Mishawaka, looks like maybe Sunday and Monday. So I don't know what you guys got up there for snow, but aware the roads might be a little slippery. So that's all I've got. Drive careful.
Well, Mike, you gotta quit saying that four-letter word. But yeah, you're right. It's headed this way, I suppose, almost mid-November. I guess it's about time. All right, Mike, well, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. No, I don't have anything for the net tonight. Just trying to get home, finally. Hope everyone has a great night, and thanks for doing the net, Kurt. Back to you, KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas, very good. Well, drive careful out there, and yeah, sounds like a long night, or a long day for you, I should say, so. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, we have KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. This is KD9VUV. Thank you for running the net, and I don't have any traffic this evening. This is KD9VUV, back to net control.
Okay, Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Any other mobile or short time stations, please call now.
K9ROM.
Okay, I copied N9ROM. I think somebody doubled with him. Was there somebody else checking in at the same time? Okay, maybe not. N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. No traffic for the net tonight. I'm just kind of trying to get caught up with a few chores here, so it's kind of hard to sit down, but I will copy the mail here off and on when I can. With that said, take care, and we'll talk with you later on. M901.
Okay, Bob. Well, thank you for taking the time to check in. And we understand life gets busy, so thanks again for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, one more quick call for mobile or short time, and then we'll go to the ham.live list. Mobile or short time stations, please call now.
KI9NG, Kilo India Niner, November Golf, Sawyer, Michigan, on All-Star, Bill.
Okay, Bill. I was wondering when you were going to check in. I see that you're connected. Audio seems, at least on my end, seems a little hot. Maybe it's just because I'm wearing headphones. That could be. So, sounds like you're, I think you said you're mobile. I don't remember now. But you can definitely hear the truck in the background. So, mobile and home, I hope. Over to you.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for letting me in. I'll try to back off the mic a little bit so I don't blast your eardrums out. Yeah. Been playing on All-Star a lot lately, got a mobile node in the truck, and really enjoying it. Talked W9PRK into getting one. It's not a Sherry node, and it's $20 cheaper, so whole thing cost me about $120. And Raspberry Pi, this SA818 module, and on a board with a... But it's very minimal setup, and I've been really enjoying it. Got in on the Black Creek POTA net last night. That was good times, and yeah, hoping to run into some other buddies and able to get into the W8 IRA whenever I want to. And yeah, no radio in the truck except for the... Well, I got an HF raid today because I thought I was going to be spending the night in the truck, but yeah, I'm going to make it home tonight. Still got 36 minutes left on the clock, and I'm probably only 10 minutes away from the yard. So thanks for the net tonight, Kurt, and we will catch you later, 73KI9NG.
Okay, Bill, well, thank you for taking the time to check in, and yeah, it sounds good through All-Star. I would just say the audio is a little hot. I can hear the tire hum in the background, so I'm thinking just a tick or two on the HT itself or whatever radio you're running there, and that might do her. But when you backed off, it got a little bit better. It was distorting a little bit in my ear, so then I moved the headphones while you were talking and listened on my Yaesu FTM 400, and I was hearing about the same little bit of distortion on the peaks, you know, on the peak audio. So, but other than that, strong connection, sounds really good. $120, you can't beat that to get back to this repeater and many, 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 many other repeaters connected to All-Star. And a couple more in this area. So N9IAA and all that is connected. So you probably know more repeaters than I do that in the area that are connected. But I have been working with ChatGPT to try to get me a little... one-page handout to hand out at the club meeting about All-Star and how to operate it. So for some reason, the tool is down, and I can't get the sheet to be configured in the PDF. It just says the tool is down, and it's waiting for the tool. So anyway, that's a whole other issue. But it did give me a couple versions, and I'll just modify those to make it the way I want it. So, all right, Bill, I went a little long. Thank you for checking in. Drive safe, have yourself a good evening, and good rest of your week. All right, where was I? Oh, any other mobile or short time stations, please call now.
W9CRK, short time.
Okay, I had a feeling I was going to get one more. W9PRK, Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Not much going on, Kurt. I sort of getting used to the dark coming sooner in the evening. And I was over in North Judson earlier today, and I would recommend the Finger Hut Bakery for lunch or and or any pastries. KD9PYT, back to net control.
Okay, Rob. I think we got the wrong Rob there, but that's okay. We got you in there. Yeah, any good bakery would definitely be welcome in my book. And I know my wife likes bakeries as well. So, Rob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And back to the original Rob. My list moved. Oh, there you are. W9PRK, Rob. Do you have anything for the net?
Oh, nothing special. Heard you guys out here. Figured I'd say hello. That's about it right now. Like Bill, driving all day. He's about home, and I just got home a little bit ago. And had to come do some All-Star stuff because my note decided it wanted to stop working midday. And we got that up and going. And I'm going to go in, eat some food, and go to bed and do it again in the morning. W9PRK.
Okay, Rob, yeah. It's like wash, rinse, repeat. That's every day for all of us. Just go to work, come home, eat, go to sleep, go to work, come home, eat. Yeah. But, yeah, those All-Star nodes are pretty nice. I got a portable one myself, but I've never taken a portable. Funny how that works. I have it connected to an antenna here at home, and I use it as a node at home. But I'm considering hearing you guys taking yours out, connecting mine to a battery, and see how it works. So see if I can actually do it, which I'm sure I can, but I've never done it, so I should try it. Rob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and enjoy that dare. All right, we will now go to, did I mark you off? Yes, I did. Go to the ham.live list as I have it. KD9HAY, Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, hopefully sounding good tonight, trying a different radio setup. But no, not too terribly much to say for the net. Thanks for taking it there, Kurt. And for those that are worried about the snow coming on Sunday and Monday, fear not, because next Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday, I think the high is supposed to be 60. So if we end up getting some snow, hopefully it's not long-lasting. But other than that, everyone has a good rest of the week, and we'll send it back to net control, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden, yeah, you sound really good, and can't leave us hanging there, at least especially not me. Your new radio setup, we got to hear what it is. You never know what Hayden's going to be talking on next. So, Hayden, what are you talking on today?
It's not a new radio. It's my FTX1 with a got a little tripod with a extendable half-wave antenna. No counterpoise on it. It actually has better SWR, just running the plain half-wave with no counterpoise. So have that half-wave sitting on the table with a little mini tripod and about 6 foot of RG316 coax. And the repeater's coming in about 20 over, and the SWR is completely flat, so it seems to be working really well.
Oh, okay. That sounds really good. It almost sounds like you're on an ICOM. The audio on that sounds really good. I don't remember if you told me you got the FT1X, so when did you get that?
I believe it was about a week before the White House event, so a couple months ago. I picked up the field model, and that kind of kicked off my foray into QRP radios. I picked up this, the Lab 599, TX500, QRP, or QMX, QMX Plus, and I can't remember what the name of it is now, the little 3D printed plastic orange one that everybody has. It's relatively cheap. Picked up all those QRP radios and have been experimenting with them a little bit, and also picked up a micro PA 50 amp, and that seems to work really well with most of them as well if you need a little bit more power.
Well, there you go. I do remember that now around Lighthouse time. Haven't talked to you much since then, so yeah, I forgot you even had it. It sounds really good. I mean, it's comparable to Rob's ICOM there. His audio is just a little bit louder than yours, but it's got the same kind of tone to it, so I like it. I like it a lot. Well, thank you for letting us know what you got there. And, man, you're definitely getting a pile of radios. Are you moving away from the HT habit into the QRP habit? That's what it sounds like to me.
No, they're just not releasing the HTs fast enough, so I have to try a different avenue. Contact.
Check in.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth, not releasing them fast enough. Definitely could use another Yaesu HD, maybe an upgraded one, that's for sure. Contact, and then we'll get to check-in when I get back to check-in, so go ahead, contact. I'm not sure who that was.
KC9TWX. Hayden, I sent you a message on Facebook Messenger today. I was asking for some help. I don't know if you received the message or not. I just wanted to see if you got it.
I did not. I, for whatever reason, I don't get notifications from Messenger. I'll go take a look at it now, though.
I appreciate it. If you can, you can. If you can't, I totally understand. But I'm in the mix of trying to fix 20 different problems for a couple different people, and got that going on, too, and I need a little bit of help. Somebody to pull him out and get him going.
Alrighty, I'll check that out and get back to you here shortly. Back to net control, KD9AJY.
Okay, very good. Got you checked in there too, Travis. So check in. We'll take you now. Go ahead.
DLP, no traffic.
I don't know why I didn't know it was you, Dave. It just came through my speakers weird, I guess. All right, Dave, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, back to the ham.live list. Let's see. Next is W9RWB. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
This is W9RWB. No traffic, just seeing if I could hit the repeater or not. Back to net.
Oh yeah, you're full quieting with just a little bit of static in the background. Where are you calling in from?
Calling in from South Bend. That's good to hear. That means I don't have to make Brian help me raise my antenna.
Oh, I would still make him help you just because. No, yeah, you're coming in great. No issues whatsoever. Like I said, just barely any static in the background.
Thanks for the report. Back to net control.
Okay, Rob, no problem. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody on the net tonight. Hope everybody's doing good. No, not much. Not much for the net. Just started moving stuff from the garage to the basement, but currently still in the garage right now. But I got other things ran to the basement, so before this weekend, I'll have all everything moved in the basement. So that's a plus. I don't have to sit out here in the cold for the winter. That's about all I got for everybody. I'll give it over to Kurt. This is KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh, very good. Yeah, sounding good. I can hear you on the input coming in loud and clear. So it'll be nice when you get inside somewhere warm, I'm sure. I had the same situation for a little while. I was operating out of the pole barn, and that's why I wasn't doing nets back then. I didn't want to sit out there for an hour or more, so don't blame me there. Well, thank you for braving the elements for the time being, and have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. All right, KC9TWX, you're not on ham.live, but I got you on the list here. Do you have anything for the net?
Not much for the net. Just out here driving around trying to find something for dinner. That's what we're doing right now. And this weekend we're gonna move some antennas around and put some antennas together for Stacy over there at her house and get her on HF and get her 2 meter 440 antenna moved to the other side of the house and new coax cable and stuff ran in. So got some projects, just a lot of stuff going on. But with that, we'll give it back to Net Control. It's been KC9CWX.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to a lot of stuff to do, that's for sure. But hopefully the weather holds out for you guys this weekend. With the snow coming, I thought there was even possibility of some rain between Friday and Saturday. So I guess we'll see when I do the weather at a glance. All right, well, good luck on your food hunt there. I know we do that from time to time, too. But wife made chili, so we've been having chili. We had chili last night, chili tonight, and then we might have, like, chili mac tomorrow. So, because, you know, when you make chili, you got to make a lot. So, all right, Travis, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, Dave, I know you said no traffic. If you're still out there, do you have anything for the net? W9DOP, go ahead.
Go ahead and jump over me, Kurt. And this is real ICOM audio. I'm unloading groceries now. I'll be on the radio. Give me 3 minutes.
Okie dokie. I'm not going to jump. You know, when you land, when you're my size, things don't stop moving right away. All right, Dave, we'll get back with you in a little bit. Let's see. That's IM.live. All right, general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
N9RKY.
Okay. Acknowledging N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
The net. Well, Kurt, good to hear again. Looking forward to what information you have on your net here later on. So we'll be listening to that. I really have nothing. It's just all work and no play here. So we'll turn it back over with our Kenwood audio, and we'll let you do your thing at 9RKY.
Okay, Todd. Kenwood audio, I like that. We've got ICOM audio, Yaesu audio, Kenwood audio, Flex radio audio, which is what I'm doing with a Heil headset. So... Everybody's got their audios, but I am not quite an audiophile, but or whatever they call that. But I do. I am pretty picky on my personal audio. I'm not as picky with others, you know. But I just hopefully I don't offend anybody when I say, hey, you're quiet or you're loud. Don't mean any offense. Just figure if you wanted to know, because I know I would want to know. So, all right, Todd. Well, thank you for checking in. I can get off my soapbox there. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
November 9, Yankee Oscar uniform.
Okay, N9YOU, Brian. I assume you were the Brian that Rob was talking about, W9RWB, about raising his antenna. Hopefully I was correct, because I told him that he should make you help him anyway. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Has thanks, Kurt. This is a 9YOU. Yeah. Robert was mean to me, and he knows I'll help him anyways. But, not much going on. But, I think, I'm going to try and get... I guess Mike and 90KA is still having problems hearing with the 220 machine in South Bend, so I'm gonna take my 220 antenna over there, base antenna, and see if that'll work. See if they can hear, because I can hear him fine, but you just can't hear the machine. But, I spent a little bit of time Sunday taking it down, and I haven't been up on that roof in a while. But, yeah, Monday I found out, I haven't used muscles in a while. Well, climbing and walking on the roof, so go figure on that one. But, we're going to figure out what to do this weekend, since weather's going to be a little not cooperating, so I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to be doing at Potato Creek or not. It's hard telling right now, but so other than that, it's just, work, eat, sleep, work. That's about it, and hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and I get everybody a little later on. Back, Ether. This is at 9YOU, and thank you for doing the net. Back, Ether.
Okay, Brian. Yep. Thank you for checking in, coming through that 220 link there on All-Star. So we've had two, I guess you could call it All-Star check-ins tonight, so that's kind of cool. But, hopefully that antenna at least tells everybody what the problem is for Mike there. So hopefully it's a better result, and he knows what to do to fix that issue. So, but there was something else I was going to say, and I forgot. Oh, about the muscles. Yeah, finding muscles you haven't used in a while, doing stuff like that. Yeah, I can totally relate to that, because if I don't climb that tower for 6 months or more, I do it again, and it's like, oh, wow. That's what it feels like. So, yeah, I can relate. All right, Brian. You have yourself a good evening. Thank you for checking in, and have a good rest of your week. We'll do one more call for general check-ins before we do the information part of the net. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Kilo India, 9 Echo.
KI9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, to everyone on the net. Just a reminder that the ARRL is still continuing their nationwide grassroots campaign to pass the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. And you can get the information on the ARRL website. And to advance the legislation, the ARRL is calling on its members and all licensees of the U.S. Amateur Radio Service to take action by sending letters to their congressional representatives. Through a dedicated online tool at https://sendletter.org/HOA, hams can easily generate and submit pre-drafted letters with a few clicks. And all they need is your call sign and email address, and they will auto-generate a letter and hand-deliver it to Congress. So there's still time to get your information in there. It takes about 10 seconds to do, maybe 5 seconds if you have a fast internet connection. It's really quick and easy. And also, if you are a GRMS licensee, you can send in a letter under your GMRS license, so you can get a two-for-one deal there. But so that's that, and then last thing, Kurt, it is only 27 weeks, 1 day, 11 hours, and 23 minutes to the next state and ham convention. KI90, back to net.
Oh, I got a chuckle out of that one. I thought you were going to say Christmas, and I was going to say boo. But yeah, date and hamvention, I like that. You know, this might be the year, I think. We're going to see. I might start looking into that here real, real soon. So, Jim, thank you for updating us on the ARRL stuff. Yes, he is right. That is a super, super easy tool that they have. They have a link right on the ARRL homepage. You literally just type in your call sign and your email address and hit send or whatever button it is, and done. It's a pre-written letter that they send off to your congressman and whatnot, everybody that needs to see it. So, and it's for anybody that doesn't know, it's for HOAs allowing ham radio operators to have antennas similar to how houses have TV antennas, more or less. I kind of butchered it a little bit there, but more or less that's what it is. It's allowing amateur radio operators to have antennas in HOA for emergency services. So not just for emergency services, but because of emergency issues and services. So yes, definitely look into that. There's really no reason why nobody would sign that, especially as easy as they made it. I was very surprised how easy it is. So just go to the ARRL website, and I think it's right there on the front page at the top. So follow the links, and it's super easy. So, Jim, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, I'm going to let the repeater reset. Well, you know what? Hayden has a question for Dave if he's ready. So let's see if Dave is ready. W9DLP, Dave, do you have anything for the net? Okay, we'll come back to Dave. He's not ready yet, so we will come back to him. Area nets. Aries District 1 serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. And Aries Information Net or Training Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JSI repeater. Negative offset was at 131.8 PL tone. Definitely having a slow start, so anybody that has some free time on Thursdays at 8 p.m., please check in. You can use all the check-ins you can get, and the training is somewhat informative. I mean, it's not bad. Stuff we need to know, especially if you're going to get into Aries. So. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net. You know what? I forgot to change the date on that. Darn it. The first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146970, W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m., please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. And the siren testing is not November 1st. It's going to be, if I can bring my calendar up, first Saturday is going to be, that's December. This is live. December 6th will be the next club, next siren testing. December 6th will be the next first Saturday of the month siren testing.
You just missed this one.
Just missed which one?
The November 1, that was last weekend.
Yeah, I know, that's why I knew I had to change the date, and I forgot to change it. I changed the date for the club meeting, but I forgot the date on this one, but December 6th, so, yeah, and I thought I was actually going to make that one, but I was actually in Michigan by 11 o'clock, so, about 3 hours into Michigan, so, could not get back to the repeater, nor hear a siren, so. Dave, was that you, Dave, W9DLP?
Yes, it was, sir. W9DLP. I'd like to thank everybody for helping me Saturday. We had Hayden and Brian. Quite turn out, but we did get some of them accomplished. And Rob. He kind of got in there and checked in, too. So, and Sue and me. So, it was good.
Well, that's good. Hayden had a question for you. He typed something on ham.live here. So, KD9HUY, if you're ready, go ahead with your question today.
KD9HUY, hey, Dave.
Hold on a second, my other radio's making too much noise.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got some hiss in there pretty good.
There's a station down in Wanata that is very active on the GMRS scene, and he made a post on their Facebook group about the tornado sirens. I know previously you had booked some check-ins on the GMRS here. Is that something you still do?
I haven't initiated it, but if there are people interested, I'd be more than willing to, yeah. I don't do it if you or somebody else wants to run a parallel net. I'd be more than sure. Come on, you know, come on down.
Alrighty, I will pass on that information. Thank you, 89881.
We had a couple of CBers too, like Channel 6, Channel 4, whatever that means, and these other names, a Country Boy and a couple other guys. Early part of the summer, they got a hold of me and they checked in. So I had 11 meter rig here so I could take their check in. But yeah, I'm very appreciative of anybody who wants to help.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that sounds like it couldn't be a bad thing for sure. More sirens we get. Eyes and ears on, the better. So, all right. Hayden also mentioned on ham.live, if anyone hasn't seen, and I have not, darn screensaver, there's a new license plate design coming for amateur radio license plates, which I have one, so I'm very interested in that. And I know they got new license plates, a black and white one, but I have not heard the price on those yet for regular plates, not why is my dog barking? The regular plates, not ham radio plates, but might get one of those for the Mustang, actually. So, but yeah, if anybody's interested, I would assume if you go to the DMV, BMV, whatever it is now, on their website, might show you the new design. So, thank you for that information, Hayden. All right. Why is my dog barking? Interesting. All right, I'll let the repeater reset, and we'll just resume the information part of the net. This is AC9A2 Net Control.
Tidbit, there's intermittent static coming in on the repeater.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's the other repeater in Illinois, so. But that's my guess anyway. But $40 for the black plate. That's what I thought I heard. Posted the link about the plates with a picture in the Facebook group. So yeah, if you want to see information on those plates, it's in the Facebook group. So thank you for that, Hayden. All right. Good thing is if my dog's barking, I don't have to worry too much. He's big enough to pretty much take somebody's leg off, so I don't have to worry too awful much. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, MARC, holds a weekly on the air net on the K9DEW repeater 147.330, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. And if that repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater 147.390, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn Net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater 442.700, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater 147.255, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Simplex Communication Relay Net every Friday, starts at 7:30 p.m. Central on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater 462.700 or channel 21 for GMRS radios. Then moves to the N9IAA repeater 146.685 around 8:15 Central Time And if Bill, I think he's still connected, if he's listening, maybe he can update us on how that net's doing, if it's still active, and if I got all the information correct, more importantly. So, KI9NG, if you're listening, do you have more information on the Simplex Communication Relay net?
Thank you, Kurt. This is KI9NG on the any zone now. Yes, it is channel 21. I may have misheard. It is 462.7. I sounded like you said 6, but it could have been just me mishearing. 462.700 on Zalpo GMRS 700 machine. And 7:30, and we've kind of been foregoing the amateur radio portion of the STARS simplex. We call it the frequency coordination net, and we've been foregoing the amateur radio portion of it. It's all I can do to keep the frequency coordination net going on GMRS. I've been a bit busy lately doing other things, and. If anybody missed it, I know Thomas was at our fox hunt at the Indiana Dunes State Park, and we are certainly going to do some more of that. We did a fox hunt and POTA activation at the park there, and had a real good time. So that's coming up again. Maybe we'll try to get another one before the weather turns nasty in February, but I'm not sure about that. Might be next year that we do it. But, yeah, everything else was correct, and thanks for the advertisement there, Kurt. KI9NG.
Yeah, no problem, Bill, and I have to admit you sound much better on the All-Star. You didn't sound bad, don't get me wrong. The audio was actually perfect. But you weren't in the repeater as strong as All-Star is, so. the wonders of the Internet. But, thank you for updating that. I changed the name to the Frequency Coordination Net, and I took off the amateur radio portion of it. So if that changes, just let me know, text message, email, however you want to let me know. And we advertise it every week for you, so hopefully it's at least gotten one person to go to your net, so then it's worth every 3 seconds it takes me to read it, so. All right, Bill, thank you for that. All right, and then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, this net, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month on the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church, 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be November 10th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend a meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. And as an example, in September, at the September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about the National Weather Service, weather emergencies, and how amateur radio plays a part. And then we would also like to announce that membership dues for 2026 can now be paid at a meeting, online, or whenever you see me, pretty much, preferably, if I have my receipt book. But via the website, preferably, that's a good, really easy way to do it. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. When the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page that one button says Membership Form. Please fill that out with at least, at the very least, your call sign and your email address, at the very least. And that's for our record, so if we ever do get around to putting out a mass email, we can add you to it. And then below that button is the pay online button. Click that button, fill all the fields, All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly, and it is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. And don't forget the club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month, conveniently before the siren testing, at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, US 20, Michigan City. Another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, Loveport. This is AC9HO Net Control. I feel like I haven't ID'd in a while. Don't forget, Michigan City EMA accepted applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. Fill out your application and turn it in to Captain Jesse, or attention to Captain Jesse. He may not be standing there, but attention to Captain Jesse. Dennis, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio, your radio in particular, or just radio in general, or even do some POTA, come to the Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. So that means, now that we're getting to that time of year, definitely want to check out and see if they're there. You can just play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern time. Goes until about 2 or 3 Eastern time. For more information, and definitely do this before you head out there, get on the 147.330 K9BEW repeater to find out more details and if anybody's going to be out there. All right, I think this is a good time. As long as John is still awake, K9PGC. Useless information, John. Go ahead, sir. AC9HO Net Control.
Yeah, good evening again, everybody. Good evening, Kurt. Okay, you'll love this one, guys. Something you can do at home. And it probably won't hurt your phone. Out of necessity, once upon a time, I had to check a fuse. And oddly enough, didn't have a meter with me. It was a glass fuse, and you can do this with a number of fuses. The long glass fuses, some of the miniatures and so forth. You can actually use your phone to check to see if that fuse is good or not. And what you do is, you know, you're going to hold that fuse by your fingers on one end of the fuse. The other end, you're using it like a stylus on your phone. So if the phone doesn't react, so what you're doing, unless you're doing fingerprint, if it's a matter of putting a code in to unlock your phone, perfect, you know. You get to that screen there, you can use the fuse to type in the numbers. If it works, the fuse is good. If it doesn't, yeah, you got a bad fuse. Works on my Android, works on a couple of apples I've come across, like the daughters, and just one of those little odds and ends. And 99% of the time, I have my meter with me at work, and by necessity at one point, we could trust it. Unfortunately, when you use a meter, once in a while, the battery goes dead, right? Well, I wasn't a motor inspector, and the guy that was supposed to be doing that stuff, he didn't even leave the shanty with his meter. No tools, expecting me to have everything. Well, okay, that's what happened. I go through a lot of batteries for my meter and also test leads. And go figure, I can show you some veteran people, one guy in particular that's got more time than I do out there, that, that meter looks like it was just issued yesterday, you know. And when he did eventually have problems at some point, somehow it eluded him why the battery went dead. I'm sort of wondering that, you know. I'm not sure how old that meter is, but I wouldn't be surprised, 10 years old, 15 years old, but that's one of our sloths out there. But anyway, yeah, that's something you can actually try if you got some blown fuses around. I know at least one of us around here has a collection of them. And I know I've got a collection of a few blown fuses, and what it is holds the pieces together on the fuse holders I have in my junk box. stuff like that. So there's a good reason for me to have a few, you know, save a few of those and put them somewhere. And, but anyway, Bob Smith, and I should probably, you know, put all those together for next time, but I figured this little fuse trick, and it's not an April Fool's joke, nope, it actually works. And I'd rather trust my meter, but, because if you, one final comment, you go to a slow blow fuse that's a fraction of an amp, those have resistance in them, like 30 ohms. That's the only thing I haven't tried that with, okay? Slow blows and fast acting fuses, anything above an amp, has worked for me. It's one of those little tricks. I have another trick I can explain on some other occasion on how I can use this, a regular navigational compass, a little cute little compass you got when you're in Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, stuff like that. And I can use that as a DC current meter. I can use that and let you know if your car is charging a battery or discharging a battery. I kid you not. And don't even have to modify the compass. Stories for next time. Back to you, Kurt, KE9PEGC.
Okay, John, that's very interesting. I did not know you could do that. Don't know if I'll be trying it, but I didn't know you could do that. All right, I looked at Hayden's post while John was talking there, and that license plate looks pretty cool. But Hayden, I messaged you on ham.live, and I tried to comment to your post, and it kicked it back right away as removed. So maybe that's a setting you want, maybe it's not, but I just wanted to let you know. John, thank you very much for doing that. Look forward to it every week, and look forward to the compass little trick there, too. So thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Let the repeater drop, and then I'll do weather at a glance. This is AC9HO Net Control. All right, tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37, northwest wind 5 to 10, mostly sunny, tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 56, west wind 5 to 10, becoming south in the afternoon. Thursday night, showers after midnight, low around 45, south wind 10 to 15, with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Friday, showers likely before noon, partly sunny with a high near 62, west wind 10 to 15, with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers after midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 40, a west wind 5 to 10, becoming northwest after midnight. Saturday, a 50% chance of showers, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Saturday night, rain showers before midnight, then rain likely, possibly mixed with snow, low around 32, chance of precipitation is 80%. Sunday, rain and snow showers likely, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 38, chance of precipitation is 60%. And Sunday night, a 50% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. And Monday, to start your week, a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon, partly sunny with a high near 36. And to Hayden's point, I think it was Hayden, apologize if it wasn't, it's not going to stick around too long. The ground's too warm, but it could definitely get slippery. So be careful out there come Sunday and Monday. All right, we're back to check-ins. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KC9DJP.
Okay, now I'm the AC9DJP, Rich, Club President. Rich, do you have anything for the net?
Just we're going to... time of year where we're going to start planning for our Christmas extravaganza, Christmas party. But during the December Christmas party, we'll be announcing who our member of the year is, and then JP has a member of the year type award as well. So if you have a club member in mind that has gone above and beyond, forward his name to my email at kc9djp@hotmail.com, and the board will give some consideration, and we'll make our announcement at the December meeting / Christmas party. That's all I got, Kurt. KC9DJP.
All right, Rich. Yep. Good times are coming. That's for sure. Extravaganza sounded good enough to me. Who's going to be the winner this year? All right. Well, thank you for Rich for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. And I just got thinking, we got one person that hasn't checked in yet that's a little unusual to not check in. That's N9OKA, so makes me wonder if we should do a welfare check. He's almost always out here, the repeater greeter. But maybe he turned in early. I know he has problems sleeping sometimes. So anyway, anybody else? General check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9H2 Air Control. Please call now.
Here, one more. I got a question maybe some of our attendees could answer.
Well, go right ahead.
One gentleman that I used to talk to rather regularly, I think all of us have spoken with him. He's he was always out there during the midday. K9WMM Rudy up in New Buffalo. I have not heard from him, and some of his closest contacts haven't been able to get a hold of him, and I'm wondering if anybody has any information on him.
All right, there's the question. I unfortunately do not. Does anybody have information on K9WMM Rudy? Unfortunately, I'm going to take the silence as a negative, that there is no new information.
Okay, yeah, I knew there was some health issues, and then he had possibly been placed at a, like an assisted living, and then came back home, and then went back, and, but again, that's all hearsay, but his absence from the radio is on my bucket list of trying to get an answer to, so if anybody comes across any information, give me an email, kc9djp@hotmail.com.
Well, I just got an email from Bill, or sorry, not an email, a text from Bill saying he spoke to K9GKT just the other day on the W9LY when he had it linked to the N9IAA. I'm not sure if he's talking about somebody else or if he's talking about Rudy. Bill, KI9NG, are you still on the radio? I guess he's not by radio, but he did say Rudy sent me another text. No signal on RF, but apparently he's heard Rudy on the repeater just the other day.
Well, that is great news, and I hope to catch him again. So thanks for the information. KC9DJP.
Okay, glad I could pass that on, and just have to keep an ear open probably out there when we're all at work. So definitely let you know if I hear anything. And if anybody else hears, then please let Rich know and John on ham.live typed in there to my comment about Mike. Says, announce all-you-can-eat buffet, and then he'll check in. That's probably true. All right, I think this is a good time to open the swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? The swap and shop session is now open. Please call net control.
KD9HAY.
Oh, you're getting too many things and gotta let some things go? Go ahead, Hayden.
No, I'm not not getting rid of any of my stuff, but for anybody that didn't see, Phil, AV9QU, somehow won an IC705 at some kind of giveaway, and he doesn't want it, and he's got a brand new 705 he's trying to sell for. I think he's asking $1,000, which is a pretty decent deal, but I don't think he ever checks into the net, but just wanted to pass that information out there if anyone's looking for one.
I'm actually kind of surprised he has not sold that yet. Maybe it's the wrong time of year, but yeah, I'm never lucky enough to win something like that. $1,000 for a brand new, unopened 705 is not a bad price. I think they're $1,400 new, so that's not a horrible price. So, and he does check in from time to time, but not very often. So, an ICOM 705, just get a hold of AV9QU. If you're interested, and I think he's posting it, or somebody's posting it for him, or he is, I'm not sure, on the Facebook page. So anybody that's not on the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Organization page, there's another one called the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club, I believe it is. That one is not active. We couldn't get into it. Things were happening. It just wasn't working right. So we created a new one last year, early last year, maybe even this time last year. And it's called the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Organization. Now, we had to change the name just a little bit in order to make a new account. So, yeah, sign up for that. You never know what you see on there. Just like Hayden posted the new amateur radio license plate that ARRL is trying to implement. And it is pretty cool. I hope they get it implemented for sure.
Comment. KD9BBB.
Yep, go ahead, Josh, with your comment.
I just was popped up on my Facebook a little bit ago, or I'm just letting everybody know. Someone posted on one of ham radio groups or whatever, but the USS Midway Museum will be on the air this weekend. It's a Saturday, November 8th, from 0900 to 1600 PST time for a Veterans Weekend, and it'll be on, it'll be the Midway call sign NI6IW, November India 6 India Whiskey. It'll be on 7.250 and also 14.320.
Okay, and that was 0900 to 0600 Pacific time, you said?
0900 to 1600 Pacific time. And call sign for the USS Midway Museum is November India 6 India Whiskey, and it'll be on it'll be on 7.250 and also 14.320. It looks like it'll be on Saturday. Looks like just Saturday. It looks maybe Sunday too. Hold on, I'll keep reading on it. Keep moving.
Okay, yeah. So at least Saturday for sure. Write that down. And also for anybody, for reminders, if you don't want to set up in your calendar, there's a, if you don't know, there's a app called Ham Alert. I used that when I was chasing the Bigfoot stations because I couldn't just sit on the radio all the time. And there was a couple of them that weren't active when I was active, so I put it in Ham Alert. Fairly easy app to use. You just and it's free, if I remember right. I've had it for a long time, so I think it's free. But you just put in the call sign you want it to listen for, basically, and it tells you when they're on what frequency they're on and when they were spotted. So it's kind of like a spotting app, like POTA, how POTA spots work. So, Josh, do you have that? Is it Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday?
It looks like just Saturday. It looks like Sunday is going to be on VHF, UHF. It's on, I don't know, I can post it in our group here in a minute. Once I go inside, I don't get much internet for some reason out here anymore. Yeah, but it looks like they're going to be on B-Star. I'll post a link in our group on Facebook. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't think I've got that ship. I got a couple ships on the ship weekend, one of the weekends this year earlier on. I got a submarine and another battleship out on the west coast, and I got a submarine up on the east coast. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a cool one. That stuff happened. So, all right, yeah, look for that Saturday. You said it was this Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday, November 8th. I'll post it up there in a minute. I'll have to go in the house to post it, though.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and anybody that has anything in there, especially if you're already on the Facebook group, definitely add stuff like that, anything like that, POTAs, any special events of any kind, because I think a lot of people that might not be listening here on the net might be watching that a little more often, and that would get the news out there. So, and then also we do have a Discord, but I don't have a link anywhere for anybody to get. So if you want to get on the Discord, which right now it's just three of us, me, Rich, and Josh. I don't know if anybody else is on there, honestly. I haven't even looked at it in a while. Unfortunately, it's not taking off real quick, but it's there. But it's the LaPorte County Amateur LPCARC Discord group. So I don't know where I can see where all the people are that are in it. But anyway, here we go. Nope, that's not it. But if you email me at kurt@ac9ho.com, I can send you a link to that Discord group if you're interested. It's free. We're trying to only do free things, so definitely post anything you have, any information, anything you're doing, help wanted. If you need assistance with something, definitely post on that Facebook, and if you get on Discord, post on that too. So, all right, Josh, well, thank you for that information. Are there any other swap and shop? Anybody have anything wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop is open. Please call now. Alrighty. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now. Okay. I will do another call for general check-ins. Might be last call. General check-ins, anybody anywhere. Swap and shop is still open. It'll be open until I close the net. Comments, questions, anything at all. This is AC9HO, net control. Please call now. Okie dokie. We'll call that the end. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO Net Control, clear at 8:20 p.m. Central Time, 73, and everybody have a good evening.
Hey, Kurt, when you get a chance, give me a TX, W9DLP.
All right, Dave, give me a minute, AC9HO.